People in parts of the southern Swedish county of Skåne can now shower, wash dishes and do their laundry again after a major water leak in a main pipeline. The water supply is stabilised now, but residents are still being asked to use less water until Thursday morning because levels in the system remain lower than normal. The leak happened overnight into Wednesday and caused low water pressure and discoloured tap water in some areas. The cause of the leak is unknown and will be investigated, according to water company Sydvatten. Sweden's Centre Party is focusing its election campaign on a middle alternative government, consisting of the Social Democrats, the Centre Party, the Christian Democrats and possibly the Greens, it said today at a press conference. Centre Party leader Elisabeth Tandringqvist says the idea could become realistic if the current right-wing bloc made up of the Moderates, Liberals, Christian Democrats and Sweden Democrats breaks down after the election if the opposition were to win. She says many centrist voters want to keep both the Left Party and the Sweden Democrats away from political influence, news agency TT reports. Meanwhile, the Social Democrats are campaigning on introducing a target of one midwife per woman giving birth. The target means, among other things, that during the active phase of labour, a midwife should be responsible for only one woman at a time. According to party leader Magdalena Andersson, the goal should be achieved during the next parliamentary term through agreements with the regional health authorities. The policy isn't new. The Social Democrats also made the pledge in the last election in 2022. They say it would mean increased patient safety during childbirth and improved working conditions for staff. And finally, Sweden's been counting hedgehogs. During this year's annual Hedgehog Week, the public reported more than 50,000 hedgehog sightings, alive and dead. That's up from just over 42,000 last year. The campaign, run by the WWF, helps track where the threatened animals are still living. According to the organisation, Sweden's hedgehog population has fallen by almost half in 12 years. And those were Wednesday's headlines. For more news stories, including a report about Sweden's pop star Zara Larsson, check out our homepage or our app, Sveriges Radio. I'm Chris Boswell. Have a great Wednesday evening.